Okay, this is once again our A2 class looking at queries and criteria fields. It sounded like Roy Hodgson then. Criteria fields. While querying. I would like to disclaim at this point that I'm currently working with a room full of
idiots,
dead people, because the enthusiasm today is somewhat lacking.
Okay.
So, Tom. Question. Yes. What is the question?
List all the stock items with no stock.
Gareth, what is the answer?
Quantity in square brackets equals zero.
Excellent. Good. Dan.
Josh.
Question.
Yep.
The next question. What is it?
Okay. Find the products that have a price greater than £5.
Okay. And Dan, the answer is what?
Price in square brackets greater than five.
Good. Okay. Gareth, question.
Find the products that have a price greater than £5.
Just done that one. Glad you were paying attention.
Well done,
Gareth. Well done. Try the next one.
Find the products that have less stock than the minimum they should have.
Okay. So in that case, Gareth, what is the answer?
Quantity in square brackets is less than minimum in square brackets.
Why is minimum also in square brackets?
Because it's a field.
Excellent. Good. Tom, next question.
Find the stock items with a price between £1 and £2.
And the answer of that is what?
Price in square brackets between, in capitals, £1 and £2.
What is incorrect about using the currency, well, the pound sign? Should you or should you not be using it?
I should not be using it.
You should not be using it. Absolutely right. Okay, what makes me say that is that...
What makes me say that is that you just brought the subject up.
Okay.
He's wrong.
Dan, the question.
Final things stock that include carrot.
Okay. And the answer of that, Gareth, is what?
Description in square bracket.
Yeah.
Equals like in capital letters and then carrot.
Yeah.
In a star.
With
thing.
Stars.
With asterisks.
Okay.
That's the asterisk.
It's not essential that you put like in capital letters.
Okay.
Okay. If you have, then that's absolutely fine, but it's not going to alter anything if you do or don't.
Anyway.
Tom, next question.
Find all the fresh and dried goods.
Okay, and the answer?
Category in square brackets equals fresh in quotation marks or dried in quotation marks.
Okay, good. Dan, next one.
List all goods in locations starting with A.
Answer?
Location in square brackets, like A.
With a what?
A suffix.
Good, right. Gareth, very quickly. Next one.
Why look at me like that? Hey, why? Do it, why do it?
List all the supplies starting with A to K.
And the answer is what?
Supply number in square brackets between A and K.
Good, okay. Tom, next one.
List everything not sold in a bottle or jar.
Okay, the answer?
In square brackets, unit, not, and then in normal brackets, bottle or jar in brackets.
Good, okay. Dan, second to last one.
What is the most expensive product?
Okay, and the answer for that is what?
Select top one, price square brackets descending.
Good, awesome. Gareth, the final one, and probably the easiest.
List all the customers from Bisham, Boxbridge and Dornaby.
Okay. Is Dornaby a real town?
No, Dornaby is not. It's
okay.
Fictional.
Fine. What's the answer?
Town in square brackets equals Bisham or Boxbridge or Dornaby.
And do Bisham, Boxbridge or Dornaby have to have anything around them?
Yes.
What do they need to have around them?
Apostrophes.
Okay.
You know, good. At the end there, you sounded
excellent.
So bewildered by the lack of enthusiasm. You sounded unenthusiastic yourself.
I know, it's amazing how infectious the unenthusiastic nature of the class can be, isn't it?
I know, it's terrible.
It's because I'm trying to
concentrate.